We are learning Masechtas Chagiga, Daf Tes Zayin Omer Aleph, and we are beginning two lines from the bottom of Daf Tes Vav Omer Beis. We're going to the fourth Tana who went up to Paradise, Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva, Olo B'Shalom, Yard B'Shalom. He went up B'Shalom, went up in peace and came down in peace. Allah V'Kosh V'Emer, the Pasuk says on him, the Pasuk Ashir Ashir, Mashcheni Acharecha Nerutza, Hevi'ani HaMelech HaDarov. That him, Hashem wanted him, schlepped him, wanted him to come into Chadarav, into his room. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva, wanted to push him away. Leave this Zakin, let him be. He is Royu to Mishtamish Bechvaidi. And the Gemara asks, my Darash, how did Rabbi Kiva realize where not to look? We saw Ben Zayma Ben Azai, where it hates it, they looked a little bit, and with that they got an einus. Either one of them died, the other one nitifah died. So how was Rabbi Kiva careful not to look towards the Shechina? So Gemara is bringing down four different pshatim from the psukim that you see that Kadosh Baruch Hu was nicker with something else, and that showed Rabbi Kiva, don't look there. Om Rav Achana, Om Rav Yechron. It says in the pasuk, va'osam rivvayis kodesh, and we darsh in the word osam to mean ois. In his legions, in the whole group of Malachim, there's an ois, there's a simon in the middle there that shows that's where the Shechina is, and don't look there. And that's how he knew not to look there. Rabbi Vo Amar, the pasuk says, Dogul Merevava. Dogul is lashon of Dugma. Dugma hu Merevava Shloi. Dugma is usually when you want to have a Dova Hanikar, you want to show something where something is, you made a Dugma, like a sign. So here also, there's a Dugma in the Revava, in his Malachim, there was a Dugma, there was a sign that that's where Kadosh Baruch Hu is. Rav Shlokosh Amar, Hashem Tzavakos Shemoy Adoin, which means Adoin Hu B'Tzavashloi. He is the master of his legions, which means he looks different than all the Malachim. So when he saw something different, he did not look there. He knew that was the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But Rav Chiva Amar V'Yechron, the pasuk it says by Eliyahu HaNavi, Loi B'Ruach Hashem, Hashem was in the Ruach, V'Acha Ruach came the Rash, Loi B'Rash Hashem, V'Acha Rash, after the Rash, it was Eish, the fire, Loi B'Eish Hashem, V'Acha Eish, killed the Mamadaka, thin sound, Vehine Hashem Oiver. So Rav Kiva also knew when he heard the call the mama, he heard a very low sound, he knew that was a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Start the Gemara. Since we mentioned something about Chari Apargod, so next Gemara, which has no shaykhis to our last Gemara, but since it mentions Chari Apargod, we brought down this Gemara. Tana Baran, Shisha Dvar Nemru B'Shedim. There are six things that are said by Shedim. Shedim is a type of a demon. It has certain similarities to a person and certain similarities to Malachi Asharis. Shloishik Malachi Asharis, in three ways the Shedim are similar to Malachi Asharis. The Shloishik Bnei Adam, and in three ways they are similar to people, to humans. Shloishik Malachi Asharis, Yeshlam Kanafayim Malachi Asharis, they have wings like Malachi Asharis, but Tosim Masefer El Masefer, they can fly from one side of the world to the other side of the world, Malachi Asharis. But Yoidim Masha also Liyos Malachi Asharis. They know what's going to be. They know the future like Malachi Asharis. Freiting Marakasha, Yoidim Sakadaitach. Do they know what's going on in the future? And like the Masha explains, the Gemara's question is, even Malachim don't know what's going to be in the future. There's Bechira. Only Akash Baruch knows, but there really is Bechira. Malachim do not know what's going to be in the future. Ella, Shoimim Machariah Pargat Malachi Asharis. They hear what's going on. Machariah Pargat. They even can hear about the future. They don't know. But they can hear about things, Macharei HaParagot. That's the third way that the demons are similar to Malachi Asharis. First of all, they have wings. They can fly from one side of the world to the other side of the world. And they also know what's going on, Macharei HaParagot, what's going up in Shemayim. V'shloishik Bnei Adam, these Shedim are like a Bnei Adam in three ways. Oichel v'shloishim Bnei Adam, they eat and drink like people, like humans. Parin v'ravim Bnei Adam, they reproduce like people. And not like Malachim don't reproduce. U'meisim Bnei Adam, and they die like Bnei Adam. Masha Enkein, Malachim don't die. So there are three ways they like Bnei Adam. That they have Parm Ravim, they eat, and they die. Now the Gemara says the same thing by people. Shisha Dvarim Nemru Bnei Adam. Shloishik Malachi Asharis. And Shloishik Behema. There are six things that are said by people, by humans. Three are Malachi Asharis, and three like a Behema. Shloishik Malachi Asharis. There's some Das Malachi Asharis. A person, a human, has Das to understand things like Malachi Asharis. Mashenke and Behemoths don't have that. Umahalcha became as Kufa, they walk standing up. But Kimlach Asharis like Malachi Asharis. And number three, Umasaprim Beloshan Akkadish Malachi Asharis. They talk Loshan Akkadish like Malachi Asharis. Shloishuk and Behema, in three ways they're similar, that Adam is similar to Behema. First of all, Oichlim and Shaysim Behema, they eat and drink like a Behema. Parma Ravim Kabema, they reproduce like a behema, Umitzin Rei Kabema, and they have waste like a behema. So those are three things that are similar to behema. Actually, the Iyun Yaakov on the Ein Yaakov asks, you could have said another thing that a similar, a person similar to behema, they both die like a behema. Malachasharas don't die. Why didn't say Mesim? We just said before that one of the ways that demons are similar to Adam is they die. So why don't we say that behemoths and Adam are similar, they die? Zokti in Yaakov, that an Adam does not die like a behemoth. The way he says it, his nusach is that an Adam dies from a chet. A behemoth doesn't die from a chet. And it must be a demon also dies from a chet. Therefore, I don't say mesim, so an Adam does not die like a behemoth. In a tifa way, I'm saying a person doesn't die like a behemoth. A person has a neshama, he never really dies like that, like a behemoth. Therefore, there's no halach, there's no similarity that we're saying that mesa, Adam is basically like a behemoth. Zokti Gemara Vayit, it's in the Mishnah. Anyone who is ma'ayin, who goes into depth into four things, it was better it was not created. And the four things are, read you the Mishnah, what's above, we said above the chayas, above HaKadosh Baruch Hu, malamata, what's under, malafnim, what was earlier, before the world was created, malach, what's after the world was created. Any of these questions are not proper to ask, not appropriate to ask. So Gemara says like this, Bishlo malamayla, malamata, malacha lechiyai. I understand that's not appropriate to ask because you're going into something that's not out of your realm of your mind and there's nothing you can't think about that. But El Lefnim, what was before the world, by the Hava was already. What's the problem? What's the problem thinking about that? What was before the world? Whatever, it was emptiness. What's the problem? So Gemara answers, Rav Yechon, Rav Lazar, Matavayu, Moshe Melech Bas Vadam, Sha'am La Avadav, Benuli Paltirin Gedeel Mal Ashba. It's a Moshe to a Melech that tells his workers, his servants, to build a palace on a garbage dump. Holch Uban Uloim, they went and built it. Ein Ritzon Yishon Melech L'Has Geshem Ashba. He doesn't want the people to say, oh, there's once a garbage dump here. That's not covered for the palace to talk about the garbage dump. The same thing in the world was built on Yesh Ma'ayin. So we don't want them to mention how the world was built on nothing, which Masha really is bothered by. That's not such a great dimyon, because there was on a garbage. Here was Yesh Me'ayin. So what exactly does that mean? That Hashem doesn't want to have that you mention it. It's not a garbage. It's not a garbage. It was Yesh Me'ayin. And there's a very long Masha about this, and it bothers him very much, this whole Gemara. And he basically ends off that he says, "V'gamsh ina moshul doyve mamish, t'hosam poigim v'dvar emesh, hoyisham aspa, v'hocham poigim v'dvar sheker, v'kosh baruch hu bara oylam ma'ayin ha'muklet, m'kom okoyim, it's ma'isteh v'koshke, v'yiritzonish ha'melech moshul l'vukum kwe l'fil v'dvar emesh, v'koshke d'vir sheker." So he says, the base of Rashad says, that if no one really understands what was there before the world, and whatever he's going to say is really a lie, a sheker. That is like garbage for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You say something that's not true, that's also not covered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, we can't talk about something that was before the world because you're not really understanding it. You don't really know what you're saying. And it goes into Gedev Sheker, and that's no good either to say that. That's also not appropriate for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the end of the Mishnah ends off with, Kol Shloi Chos Akvayit Kainai Rosh Lashav Alelam. Anyone who doesn't care for the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is better than come to the world. Now, how... what are we talking about? They don't care about the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? So Gemara is bringing down two pshatim. Mayi, what is that? Rav Abba Omar Zeh Mestakel B'Keshes. That is someone who looks at a keshes, looks at a rainbow. That is not appropriate, and that's not covered of a kainai. And we'll see, Gemara will explain in a second. And we'll tell you the halacha of Metz Hashem in a second also. Rav Yosef Eimer Zeh Oiver Aveira B'Seisa. That is someone who is Oiver... yeah, Vera in private also, that's not a case of not being honoring the covenant of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara explains, Mestakel B'Keshes, the Chassid, it says in the Pasuk that when Yecheskel saw the Nevuah, he saw the Mara of the Shechina, it says, Kemara HaKeshes HaShiyah Ba'onam B'Yem HaGeshem. He said, when he saw the area of the Shechina, you know what it looked like? Like a rainbow on a rainy day. Kein Mara HaNoigah Sovav. That was the Mara of the shine, of the glow around. Who Mara the Muskvar Hashem. That's the Mara of the Muskvar Hashem. So it comes, if you look at a Keshes, you're looking at something similar to the Muskvar Hashem, and that's not appropriate. Rav Yosef Eimer, Zeh Oiva Aveira B'Seisa, Ki Rav Yitzchak, Don Rav Yitzchak, Kol Oiva Aveira B'Seisa, Ki Udechik Ragle Yishchina, Shinema, so Rav Yosef said that what's the case of not being honoring the cover of Kodesh Baruch Hu? That is someone who does Aveira B'Seisa, he hides when he does Aveira, because he's showing, he thinks that Kodesh Baruch Hu is not here where he hides. And that's Aveira, why? Because Shanem Abay, Koyat Ma Hashem, Hashemayim Kisi. The Shemayim is my cheer. Va'oritz Arodim Ragli. And the Oritz is my footstool. And now when you go hide and do Avera, it looks like he's saying, oh, Kosh Baruch is not here. I'm getting away from Kosh Baruch. There was not covered. Now, what's the halacha about Mestakel B'Kesher? It says over here that Mestakel B'Kesher is not covered for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's the halacha l'maisa? So in Shulchan Aruch, Paskin actually, that if you look at the Kesher, if you see a Kesher, you make a bracha. So it's, so what's going on here? So Dr. Shulchan Aruch like this, Reish Chav Tesefal, HaRoya HaKesher, someone sees a rainbow, Omar says a bracha, Oimer says a bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elkeinu Melech Elom, Zoyche HaBris, Nemo M'Bris V'Kayim Amoroi. But ends off the Shulchan Aruch, but also stackle boy b'yoyser. And Shulchan Aruch is telling us Taras HaKasha. You let a glance at it, but you know a stackle b'yoyser. You can't a stackle b'yoyser, which means look at it intently. And actually, the Mishmur even brings down from the Chai Adam that it's not proper for someone even to call someone to see a rainbow either, because maybe it's Asas Kamaro, of course the rainbow b'etzim is a simen klala. It's a simen klala to the world. And therefore, it's a big shayla had a dan up with a rainbow. What to look? Definitely not to look at a b'yoyser. That's what it says in our Gemara. Break the Gemara about the Gemara we just learned. If you want on the Amma, you can't do a very b'seis. So why? Because you're pushing away the footstool. You're pushing away the Kares Baruch Hu. Ain't he? The Gemara says not like that. The Gemara says Amar v'loy azaken im roya adam shi'utzim miskavolov. A person sees his yetzer has been miskavolov and he can't hold himself back from avera. Yeluch l'makom she'em akir ma'aseh. You go to a place where no one recognizes him. V'yil b'shcherim v'sat b'shcherim. He's put on black clothing to look like a garnish. But Yasmash Libra Chopit, so Yechal Shem Shmaya Pahasya, and Shinaf Mechal Shem Shmaya Pahasya. So, what do you see from here? That it's better to go Beseisa. If someone's to do Avera, where's it better to do Avera? Beseisa or with Gali? It's better to do Beseisa. If no one learns from you, it's no Chil Hashem. So, it's a steer. And if you're like Kasha, Hodlom Azakai of the Yitzray, Hodlom Azakai of the Yitzray. If someone has really the power, and Hashem knows everyone has the power, what a person has power for, if he has power to be Kaifa over his Yitzahara, and then he goes Beseisa, to do that very because he figures Hashem is not going to see, that's the biggest chutzpah possible. But if the Yetzirah is overcoming him, then if he goes B'seisa, does the Avera, there it's better. It's definitely not good to do Avera. And actually, it's mashma in the Rishonim that it will help maybe to take away the Yetzirah. If someone doesn't feel such a big gaiva, he feels a lev nishbar, then maybe it'll break the Yetzirah. So it could be a help for that. I in Tosfos discusses exactly how to learn this Gemara. If you know Kufir Ben Chanano, there's no the whole point of getting dressed into this and going away is to try to get the Yetzirah away. But Kapodim, the din of Beseis is when Motzi Kayif Yetzirah, when you could overcome Yetzirah, and someone does a very Beseis to go away from Hashem, that's a chutzpah gedayla. Darash Rav Yehuda Rav Nechayim Metorgmen Rav Shlakish. Rav Yehuda Rav Nechayim the Metorgmen Rav Shlakish darshan like this. Anyone who looks at these three things, his eyes are dimmed. He loses part of his eyesight. What are the three things? Bekeshas, uvenasi, uvekahanim. Bekeshas, the chesiv says in the pasuk, "Kamari akeshas hashiyeh ba'anon v'yoyim hageshem hu demari kumus kvayt Hashem." The reason why your eyes will dim is because you're looking at something that's similar to the kvayt Hashem. And if we now look at a keshas intently, like we're reading the mechaber in Simon Reish Chotas. Benasi, the chesiv and nasatam hoyd galav. Last week's parasha, parasha Kisisa, it says that this is not the words of the last week's parasha, but like upon him, we have the idea in last week's parasha where there was the karni aura on Moshe Rabbeinu's face. So the nasi, if he's zaycha, gets the karni hoyd. So it's not proper to look at the face of a nasi. We don't pass it this shulchan aruch because we don't have a nasi like that anymore. But Masat Hoyaklov is talking about where in Parash where Parashas Pinchas or Parashas Matas that says there that Moshe Rabbeinu will give some of his hoy to Yeshua. But we learned the Parashas Kisisa about the Karni hoy. So if someone looks at a Nasi's face, it causes him his eyes to dim because he's looking at the Karni hoy. The third one is Hamastakub Kahanim is Mash Mr. Kayam Shayim Dimal Duchanam. If people look at a Kayan, Vishasman is Duchan, he's standing on a duchen. Varchem is a straw. V'shem ha'farish, and he's benching klai. So v'shem ha'farish, then that makes the eyes dim. So Tosfos points out, mivuyin agamara, that when is it a problem to look at a kahanim's hands? Only b'shas beis hamikdash. When he says v'shem ha'farish, so it's the first gemara. It's the only problem. So Tosfos asks that the gemara in Megillah says that a kohen whose hands are spotted or there's something different about the kohen, he shouldn't duchen. Why not? Zog Rashi, because he might come to look at his hands. Frank Tosfos, what's the problem? It's chutzlars. No shame at first. What's wrong looking at his hand? Rashi Taka says that's the problem. They're looking at the hand. What's the problem? So Tosfos says this Gemara is not like Rashi. It's only a problem with Shem HaFarash. So what's Pshat in the Gemara there? Why someone with Yodav by Kanis, if his hands are spotted, he can't duven? Tosfos says because of Hesek Hadas. Because people will get distracted and not listen to Berachos Kohanim so much. That's why Kohen can have hands that are dirty.
According to the main
Kohen,
put the hands under the
palace. Right. That's the, put the hands under the
palace.
The fees that you don't have to, it comes out. If you tell us to say, right, Echanah, if you don't have to. Maisa, many gives yet to, because maybe we try to worry about Rashi, walk upon him. The Maisa, Tosfos has a Kashmir's Gemara over here. And but you see another lesson from this. You see another lesson from here that the people listening to, anyone who's listening to the Kahanim also have to. The people listening to the Kohanim also have to have concentration, have a Hefzik Hadas. How do we pass? And so Shulchan Aruch says, Kufchav Gimel, Kufchav Ches, Sifchav Gimel, he says like this, B'shosh HaKohanim Mevarach Ma'am, Lo Yabitu, V'lo Yisichu Daitam. It says both things. Don't look, and don't miss Yisich Das. El Yiyu Aneim Kapi Mata, K'moy Sho'aymer B'tvilo, V'am Yechavnu L'bracha, V'yup Neim Kneg HaKohanim. That's what he says. He says, Meisim, in the Ramah, in the Shulchan Aruch passes both things. Lo Yabitu, Yechavnu L'bracha also. You shouldn't look, and you shouldn't miss Yisich Das. So both things, that's what a minig is, to cover the hands so people shouldn't look. But that's something, they wouldn't have to cover the hands, just don't look. But since people... Right, cover the hands, because the people not to look. Because it doesn't say not to cover your hand. It doesn't say, the Shulchan doesn't say you have to cover your hands. It just says the people shouldn't look, that's all it says. So it's a problem on the people. But some Kohanim and Rachmanis and the people, they cover their hands. Yeah. What? That's what's up, yeah. So some children go around and tell us, yeah. So the Gemara, Darush, because they can't help themselves. It sounds like the adults should be able to help themselves from looking. So the Gemara, Darush, Yehuda, Rabbi Nachmeni, Metogim, Rabbi Darush, Lakish. Mai, Dechsiv, Al Taminu Bereya, Al Tiftru Ba'aluf. The Pasuk says, don't trust a Reya, don't have Betochen in the Reya, you know, don't rely on him. Al Taminu Bereya, it's a Pasuk in Mishle, a Pasuk in Micha, Al Taminu Bereya, Al Tiftru Ba'aluf. Don't rely on a friend. Pasuk Pshat means is only bitchu b'Hashem and not in your friend. But might as well touch a different Pshat in the Pasuk here. Yoyim alok yetzahara, chatoi. The Yetzahara says, do aveira. Kosh Baruch Michael, don't worry, Kosh Baruch take care, you can do aveira. That's the wrong mahalach. Al tamin, don't believe him. Al tamin bereya ve'ein ra al yetzahara. Who's ra? It's yetzahara shema, ki yetzah levadim ra v'nurav. Ve'ein aluf ala kosh Baruch, shema aluf n'urayata. So don't believe when the Reya, which is the Yetzirah, says that Akash Baruch Hu Melech Yehu. It's not true. Shema Taima Mi Meyed Bi. I get Taina when I get up to Acham Ev Hashem. Who's going to say this on me? Who's going to know about this? So tomorrow Avne Beis Vekayris Beis Shaldam I'm Edom Boy. Vice says you have to have Edom. Hashem knows everything. But you have to have Edom. Who's going to be Edom? The walls of your house. Shenema Ki Evem Mekir Tizak. The stones of your wall will scream. The Kafis Meitz Yanena. And kafis meitz is the pieces of wood, the plywood on the side of your house. They will say edus. But chama irim neshmas shaldam eidabai. Your neshama will say edus. Shema mishcheves nendra pasuk al taminu bereya. It says mishcheves chekecha shmar pischepicha. And what's shcheves bechekecha? Ezu davish shcheves bechekecha. What's the thing that sits and sleeps in the lap of a person? Avayim ezu neshama. That's a neshama. Rabbi Zreikoyim, Shnei Malachi Asharis Malavnois in Edenbay. The two Malachi Asharis that are Malava person, they are made. Shnei Malachi Malachi Shmarchim Kol Deruchecha. The Malachim that are watching you in all the ways. Chom Oimrim, Evarav Shaladam Edenbay. Your own limbs will say Edish. Shnei Malachi Atem Edai Noma Hashem, Vani Kael, and the Pasuk Atem Edai Loshen Rabim, which means it's going on your limbs. They will say Edus. They will say, hey, this on a person, Lachamev Esrim, about all the things he did, and you're not going to be able to get away with it.